Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Western Kentucky University Research Foundation, through its Kentucky Climate Center, has been approved by the State Ag Development Board for a $12,000 grant from Butler County Ag Development Funds to install an automated weather monitoring station as part of its Mesonet weather system.
We will be using that money along with funds coming from some local sources to add our latest Kentucky Mesonet weather and climate monitoring station there. It's going to be located near the community of Woodbury in a location that I think will provide some value throughout the county, but certainly for agricultural interests in Butler County.
Mesonet Director at Western, Stuart Foster, says Butler will be the 66th county installing this real-time weather lab for instant local use and to help with regional and state applications.
The data will go to the National Weather Service offices that serve Kentucky so that their forecasters can be looking at those data in combination with the other sources of information they have, including radar, and they can do a better job of issuing warnings when appropriate, flash floods, severe thunderstorms, that sort of thing. So that station, along with others across the state, truly do help to enhance the public safety of people throughout the state.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
You know Kentucky 811, the people you call before you dig? Well, now you can click before you dig at 811now.com. 811 Now is an easier, faster online system to make sure your home or contractor project goes off without a hitch. It's the same effective process as calling 811. Plus, you can review all of your answers before submitting, making sure the correct information is sent. So the next digging project you have, be safe and save time. Go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
To check out Mesonet data, says Stuart Foster, go online to kymesonet.org. It's interesting and locally up to the minute.
Yes, we have data that includes temperature, precipitation, wind speed. We have some sites where we include soil monitoring capabilities. So we try to provide data from just below the surface to what's happening near the surface.
Foster says they hope to have Butler County Station up and running by the end of summer. And he says it's an important link in providing a regional weather snapshot.
And this is a great example. Not only does it fill a hole by providing a station there in Butler County, but it also provides an example for other communities across the state that might be interested in being a part of our network, shows them that it's possible and how it can be done.
Foster says they welcome new Mesonet stations. His email is Stuart, that's S-T-U-A-R-T, stuart.foster@wku.edu. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.